So I'm just elated. My heart is very full. I'm literally coming before you with just what God is gonna lead me to say. I know there's a lot that has happened. This transition is priceless. It's very powerful. It's very critical, and it's really a time to pay attention because my destiny is at stake here. You know, whether I go or don't go, or choose to falter or not be solid, it's at stake, and time is running out. And so I had to make a decision because I'm like, okay, God put me here and he gave me this man, Diamond Brown, my husband to be. He gave me a responsibility. My responsibility is first to God, that covenant. And I had to go, that word change is a very big word. I just wanted to highlight that word change. I think the word he gave me today for this talk was just going to be stepping out. So we can just take a note of that if it changes, but we'll see. But that's what I believe it was. But change. So with this change now, it's like a shedding, you know, complete. When I look at myself in the pictures, it's not the person that I was, or, you know, I don't even feel the same. I feel totally different. I literally do feel like God has taken me up to another level, in the spirit realm. And the things that were blocking me before from being able to receive have now been removed. And those things that were blocking me were like my thought process, attitudes, for example, like entitlement. You know, here God gave me a man to love me and to take care of me, and he does that so well. And it's like God said, okay, he's doing that, but it's not a place for you to relax and get lazy. You learn, and he's taught you, just like he's taught all of us here at JCMI. And we have all of the tools that we need to be successful. So we have to choose to be successful because it's a choice, because you have all the tools, so you now have to take those tools and do something with it. And we've learned here like none other. It's not just going out there, being the pavement and doing work, but it is a spirit change, a heart change before God, so that God can come in and lead you to where he would have for you to go. You know, so it's not doing it in your own strength, but it's becoming a great listener to the Holy Spirit, a great student of the Holy Spirit, a great friend of the Holy Spirit, sitting with him, allowing him to guide you, not being led by your emotions, not being led by how you feel, being able to take correction, you know. And that was one of my biggest things, the correction, because being able to take that correction is going back to have the right spirit. And I believe the reason why that area was a little bit hard for me was because I needed to get delivered. I needed God to do something in my spirit to cleanse me, for me to recognize that I needed help in that area, that I needed to be able to receive and not attach what he's doing or saying to me to what I experienced in the past, you know. So God had to expose that some of the hurts in my heart were because of how I was treated in the past. And then we both had to come to a decision that we were not going to allow or make that an excuse for why I'm behaving or acting this way right now in my future. And then I had to not allow that to destroy what God has given me now, where He has placed me now. The stepping out for me is stepping out on the water. And the scripture that I do have that He gave me today is Matthew. I'm going to just turn you. Matthew chapter 14, verse 26. And I'm just going to read, I think it's 26 to 31. And it says, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and they said, it is a ghost. And they screamed out with fright. But instantly he spoke to them, saying, take courage. I am. Stop being afraid. And Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on water. He said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water, and he came toward Jesus. So, right back to where he says, oh, well, back to 27, but instantly he spoke to him, saying, take courage, I am, stop being afraid. And so I'll just pause right there. That stop being afraid for me was big because Pastor covers me and has been covering me. God gave me a charge when I left the salon and I moved here to Pennsylvania. I had to take courage to make that decision to leave everything that I knew, everything I was familiar with, my family. The business, God gave me a word, you're going to close the salon on August 31st. That's going to be your last day. You're going to move out to Pennsylvania. That's where your new location is going to be. And now I want you to focus on real estate, studying that. And so taking courage, this is stepping out into that new thing, whatever it is, because that new thing that he is giving you to do is going to be a part of whatever it is, that destiny. You might be still holding on to the old, but it's truly now passed away. And that newness for me is still unfolding, but I know that is deeply attached to my destiny. So along the way of my stepping out, I learned about covenant. And God had to teach me, we've been getting all these messages here about covenant, about keeping that covenant with God. When God gives you a word, you rehearse that word. And if that's the only word you have and you don't have another word in place of that, you stay on that word until he gives you something new. And a lot we learned recently again, if you keep going to him, you keep asking him the same question and he's quiet, it's not that God doesn't speak. It's either that he's quiet, he either told you already what to do and maybe you didn't do that yet. Or there can be some blockage or something that you may be doing. You may need to bring it before the Lord, whatever it is. But what I do know is he can speak. And a lot of times if we're coming to him and, most of us, we're coming to him. You can keep yourself clear by asking God to do the tune-up that Pastor always talks about. Is there anything in me, God, that I need to stop doing or whatever it is? And when you're making notes of the stuff that he did tell you about, if you know that you're clear in that way and my heart feels free, I don't feel like there's anything I'm hiding from God. And the next thing is, what did God already tell me that I wrote down that I need to go back to my notes for? So in that process of me stepping out and doing these new things, I will go back to my notes to say, okay, and he would show me, you walked away from this. I told you to do this real estate. I told you to, do some social media, go back to those things and focus on those things. Don't veer off. But the thing was, I need to step out to do those things on my own. Pastor was, he's moving into another dimension. He's already in the next dimension. He's moving forward. He covered me, he coddled me, he trained me. And God was like, I need you, I'm charging you now to take the tools that he gave you and to use them. You know enough. You don't need him to hold your hand to move forward. And I believe that this was also a part of my womanhood, me standing up and becoming a woman. Sometimes you may feel afraid if you're doing something and you don't know how to do it. I felt like I had two left feet when I was learning how to do the website. I did try to even run to Lindsay. Lindsay, can you help me through the website? And as I hung up the phone and she was busy, she couldn't get to me. The Holy Spirit said, no, you're going to do the website. You're going to do it. You're going to learn. And I called Square and I called them like every day for months trying to get that site together. And we finally got it together, but I had to learn how to do it. He gave me the know-how already. He already showed. And if I need any other help, he'll help me, but he can no longer baby me. So if I was going to choose to sit in that position of, well, I don't know this, I'm not going to do it, or I'm going to do it and it gets hard and I'm going to stop, I'm right now affecting my destiny because he's moving. And if I don't keep up or move into the place that God is calling me to move in so that we can come together, that's going to be affected. And remember, this destiny is solely what God has for you. God has already shown me what he has for me. So me breaking covenant with him was breaking covenant with God because God already gave me an instruction. Do what he tells you to do. Submit to him. Follow those instructions. And I also gave you things that you need to do. Do those things. And don't be, if you veer off, come back. But make sure you're staying focused on the tasks and the things that God is telling you to do. Even if you only have one thing, you do that one thing. Through that process, it was a lot of growth, a lot of patience for myself. And then he also was growing a lot of patience for me as he's watching me grow. And him being a person that loves to cover, he always wanted to lean in to help. But God gave him a charge, like, no, you have to leave her, And I needed that too, because I needed to walk and become independent in who I am in God, so that when we come together, we can become one, So another word that I wrote down is better. We were talking about relationships early on when he started. And the person that God brings into your life, they should make you better in every single way. Meeting him, working with him, even just as pastor, he made me better. As my husband to be, he charges me to be better. There's no part of me that could be lax that he's going to tolerate. No excuses, like, when you're a part of an elite team, and JCMI is an elite team, I hope all of you guys know that. When you're on the elite team, they operate on a high level. Any team you could think about, if you're gonna go play basketball in the field with your friends, and then you're gonna go to a NBA practice or a tournament, whatever, you're gonna see that the level is totally different. A play at your local church, and then you go to Broadway with people who are singing and whatever, it's another level of expertise, another level of excellence, another level of nothing less than you reaching this bar is going to be ex top. They're not going to tolerate this from you. Either you're going to reach this bar or you're out. And so I had to understand that God placed me here. It's a very high bar. And when he placed me here, he said, you're like on an accelerated course. A crash course is what he said. You, when I came here, Pastor was already on his way out. And before the ministry or the church building closed, it's like God was combobulating everything that I needed to learn in that short period of time, but it was compacted. So I needed to study. That means like studying the things that God has confronted me about. The things that I wanted to hide in my heart about my spirit, about who I really am, the things that were choking my destiny, the spirits that I was entertaining, that was stopping me from getting to where I am supposed to be, all that I needed to be confronted. I needed to go before the Lord. Some is I had to turn my plate down. I had to get serious before God. And I said, God, I'm gonna fast. I need to fast. Like, this is serious. Things are getting kind of like shaky right now because I feel like there was something coming against me, and it was me coming against me. Whatever spirit was there trying to, come against me, whatever it was. But as I got before the Lord, it wasn't anything that's serious. I said out, I'm not gonna eat until you talk to me. That's mean. You don't have to do that. But I was there to that point. Like, I'm sick and tired of this. Sick and tired of going around in circles. Sick and tired of stagnation. Sick and tired of no movement. I need answers, and I need answers now. As I sat and I just made up my decision, many times pastor would say, he was set to go on fast, and then God, he would, by the time he'd go to God, God would already give him the answer. And what he set out to do, he didn't even have to do because God gave him the answer. The first day, God gave me my answers, and he laid it out for me. It's very simple. You veered away from the things I told you to do. When I realized I did that, and I went back to the list, it was very simple. Do these things. You're running around trying to do all these other things, and you're also running around trying to make things happen. You're running around trying to figure things out. I have not called you to figure out anything. Go back to the list I gave you. For me, again, it was do your real estate, do your social media, love pastor, submit to him, do what he's telling you and asking you to do. And me not doing those things, God made his spirit very sensitive to me. He was able to pick that up. And it was grieving his spirit, my disobedience to what God, me not being faithful to what God had told me to do, it was grieving him. And that grievance was also going to cause a stagnation into whether or not we're going to get married or not. Because if I don't change and repent and get in my place, the thing and the opportunity that God gave to you is not just going to be there forever when you're ready to do it. You still have a time frame, because things are moving. He's moving, and I don't want to get left behind. I don't want to miss my opportunity. We know that, the talents that he gives us is irrevocable. You have those talents, but the opportunities that we have is not going to be sitting there waiting forever. You have to make the move, and you have to go now when God is telling you to go now and seek him with all of your heart, all of your might, and all of your strength. And God will answer. I was like, I'm not going to eat for 3 days. I don't care. But in the first day, God answered me. It was very simple. But I turned my heart because I needed to hear from my dad. And I said, you know what, God, I'm not going to take this lightly. And I prayed to him and I said, I need you to expose my heart. Uncover it to me. Show me what it is that I'm doing. I need to know what this is. And God will uncover it. If you lost track of what he told you to do, well, this will be the time to go back and say, expose it and show me. And then you will remember he told you before, because he always tells us, So I believe once I got that clarity, I set my face like flint, like the scripture said. And God said, you need to go do this website. You need to finish this website. You need to get your online booking store ready. And it has to go. Now, I told you to do that. Get that done. So I sat there and I fought with that thing and I did that thing. I called those people, did the thing, you need to, make your videos. You need to promote this thing, whatever. I was not always comfortable sitting in front of the camera. I sat myself down there in front of that camera, put my makeup on, taped whatever I needed to do. You're getting this thing done. Absolutely no excuses. But this time, I'm doing it with ease. Is not in the flesh, is not in some strenuous activity. Everything is in peace and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. But I just won't allow my flesh to lead me in the things that my flesh doesn't feel like doing. But naturally, what I can tell you happens when you go before the Lord and you repent and you say, God, show me, and you receive what God says that you should be doing now, it becomes easy. It really becomes easy because you allow him to endow you with his Holy Spirit, and then his Holy Spirit takes over. It no longer becomes a struggle. What was a struggle was that I had my list from 1 to 10. When God was like, I gave you a list of 1 to 3. Drop the other stuff. You don't need all that other stuff. Drop it now. Stop it. You're doing too much. And that stuff that you're running around, that's what's causing the anxiety and stress. Do the three things I told you to do, and everything else will manifest. So that's what I said. Okay. And now that I've been operating in that, so much easier. God wants the things that He has for you to fall in your lap. He wants to give it to you. It should be absolutely no struggle. Like, I lived so long of a life of struggle and trying to go out and get it and make it happen. And how much success did I get from that? Working from the morning to the night. I have more fun now going roller skating with Pastor and just having fun and eating and watching movies. I have my time to work, but we have time for fun and we enjoy each other. There's more enjoying going on now in my life than it's ever been in my entire life. I think before I was starved from any type of pleasure. It was just work, 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 work. Now we like I and at first when we would have so much fun, I would feel bad about having fun. Like, oh my goodness, I have to do something. Like, I should be doing work or stuff. But no, I'm getting used to it now. Like, no, there's a balance, and I understand there's a balance. And what's key is peace, my peace with God, and I should never be tampered with. And have fun on this journey because it should be fun. If it's not fun, that's a problem. If something is wrong, go back to your father and let him give you a tune-up and show you, you know. So, with that, I'm just gonna take one more look at this scripture. I think there was like one more script, one more part. Verse 29, where he said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on water, and he came toward Jesus. So this is the part when God calls you to come and you say, "Yes, Lord, I'm going to do the things you told me to do." You're going to walk on the water. And people are going to see you and be like, "Wow," but it's going to be you responding to the Holy Spirit. And but 30, but when he perceived and felt the strong wind, he was frightened. And he began to sink and cried out, "Lord, save me from death." Instantly, in verse 31, Jesus reached out his hand and caught and held him, saying, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when he got into the boat, the wind ceased. So, you know, this here to me is you getting out there, you're doing the thing that God's calling you to do. It may like be like a little wind and things going on, but if you cry out to your father, he's gonna be right there to help you. Don't try to figure it out on your own. Just cry out to him and he will help you all of the way and still put you right back on that water. If you started to sink before because you took your focus off of him, that's okay. You go back and he will show you and you can refocus. And so in this season, what I said to the Lord is, I'm going to stay focused on you, God. That I'm going to focus on you. I'm going to focus on this man that you have given unto me. Is God first, and after him, my commitment is to Pastor Diamond Brown. And I will submit, you know, in all areas and go forward and do what God has called me to do. So, yeah, so the title of this message really was Stepping Out. I pray that this was a blessing to you and that it was something for you to really that you can use. And amen. That's it.